Theater critic Michael Bourne has a review for us.
The Penitent is a new play by David Mamet that's essentially arguments, each scene with two characters questioning each other. One of the characters being Charles, a psychologist whose patient is a boy on trial for murdering 10 people, allegedly for being homosexuals. Is the boy insane? Was the boy compelled to murder because God condemns homosexuals in the Bible? Charles routinely analyzes whether defendants are sane enough for trial or not guilty by reason of having lost reason. So why won't Charles testify about the boy? His wife wants to know. His lawyer wants to know. A prosecutor wonders whether Charles is guilty of believing that God instructs believers to kill. And are there twists to whatever is happening? Yes, there are. Chris Bauer plays Charles, lost in every argument. Rebecca Pidgeon plays his wife, but in the play's opening scene, the dialogue, as in many a Mamet play, is disjointed with ers and uhs and half-words and unfinished sentences. There's not enough sense to what's being said, as if the actors are speaking miscellaneous words only learned by rote. Charles talking with his lawyer becomes more focused. There's Mamet menace in the lawyer's dialogue. And the play really happens when Charles is confronted by a prosecutor or a preacher or whatever he is, played by Lawrence Gilliard Jr. He cuts Charles with every question. And like the protagonist in one of Mamet's angriest plays, Only Anna, Charles is stupefied, trying to navigate all the questions and conflicts of religion, of right and wrong. Is Charles insane himself? The Penitent is David Mamet at his best, provocative, infuriating, with twists. Now playing at the Atlantic Theater, I'm Michael Bourne.